Hello, everybody.
Welcome back to another episode of We Are Down Bad.
We're hanging on by a thread.
Someone please send help. A care package sounds great.
And a doctor.
Edible arrangements would help.
Yes. Chocolate-covered strawberries right now.
What is my P.O. box address? If I knew it, I'd blurt it out right now.
Do you have one?
I do. I open one up. I pay for it each month, but I don't know where it is. I don't know what the address is. And people always DM me and are like, can I send you something? Do you have a P.O. box? I'm like, I do. I don't know where it is, though.
I get emails about it every month that I am paying.
My auto renewal is on. Couldn't tell you where it is, though.
Did you open it just for people to send you shit?
I sure did.
You have no idea.
I could not tell you where it is.
That's so funny. I actually think I still have one, too, like in my hometown. What? Like when I first started Vine, I had people send me shit, so I wonder if it's still getting things.
You got like the extra large one. You're getting charged $50 a month for no reason.
Literally, I just have so many packages everywhere in the mailroom.
There's mold growing on all the packages.
Mold.
Oh. Yeah, so we just wanted to address that we don't have P.O. boxes. Anyway.
Before we get into it.
Yep.
Cheers,
we gotta
brother.
Do this. Cheers, brother, with our Red Bulls.
Jinx.
Cheers.
You did it.
Yum.
Yes, we were not here last week. We took a mental health break. It was more so for Caitlin last week. And now the roles have reversed. Now I'm not doing the
there
best.
There should have been another mental health break, yeah. But we are powering through.
Powering through. So if I seem a little off today, I'm trying my best.
I am so proud of you. I mean, you're doing better than I was last week. I couldn't even imagine doing this last week. I would have cried the whole time. Just the whole time.
Yeah. Me about to cry walking into the studio. Like, yeah. No. It's cool. But do you want to talk about like last week?
I mean, yeah, I'll summarize a few fun things. I think I had one of my worst depressive episodes I've had in years last week. I mean, I thought that I was down bad multiple other times this whole year, but last week was like by far, holy fucking shit, had to reevaluate multiple things in my life because I went on the worst trip of my entire life the week before. I went to Miami for the YouTubers and TikTokers fight. Yeah, wonderful. Every single hour there, something new, dramatic, and tragic happened.
Okay, in that order.
In that fucking order. I have been to many Playlist Lives. I've been to some VidCons. I've been to fun events like that.
Sure.
This by far was the worst.
Okay. And that's saying a lot, because you went to...
I've done it all.
Oh, wait. You went to Jake Paul's fight.
Oh, my God. That fight was heaven on earth compared to what I experienced in Miami. I would literally give an arm and a leg to go relive that weekend. That was the most organized, fun, like,
thriller.
Just incredible time.
Yeah.
I miss Pete Davidson. I really fucking do.
And Jack Harlow.
And Jack Harlow. Miss them both. Holy shit.
But you're like, honestly, our interaction was the best interaction I've ever had with anybody.
I'm like, yeah, let me take back how weird that was. I'd like to, you know, issue a new statement. Great interaction with Pete Davidson.
Euphoric.
That rocked. Oh my God. Would do anything to relive that. But yeah, just something about that weekend. I mean, I am very much like an empath. I'm so hypersensitive. And the energy that weekend, just I was in the middle of so many different people doing so many different things and going through so many different emotions and just drama and shit. And I was taking on everyone's energy. And I just had a fucking breakdown that weekend. It was just so bad. And I don't even know how else to summarize it just because there's no point in even going into every single specific thing. It just sucked.
Yeah.
But the best part was, is that Sarah was an angel and came and picked me up from the airport that day.
Well, you were texting me throughout the weekend and I'm like, oh man, this girly needs some help.
I know.
And I got you.
SOS. No, you were an angel for picking me up at LAX at like midnight.
Yeah.
So hysterical because I was supposed to land at 6 p.m., but I was stuck on a plane for like 12 hours that day because it kept getting delayed. There were storms in Florida that whole day.
Of course.
And after my horrible weekend, all I wanted to do was get from point A to point B, Miami, to my bedroom.
Yep.
And I just...
In your pajamas.
In my fucking pajamas, not in the same sweatpants I'd been in all weekend, just... God, get me out of there. And
get me out of there.
I just, of course, had the worst travel day on top of the worst weekend of my life. I have never just experienced delays like that ever.
Yeah.
Just with my mental health deteriorating. I was like, this sucks.
Yeah.
So, Sarah got
I don't mean to laugh.
No,
but...
it's hysterical. Just it was so funny at a certain point.
So it's was it a Tuesday or a Monday or something?
It was a Monday.
It was Monday night. And I did not think that the airport was going to be that popping. Like LAX, it was a party. I pulled up. There were so many people. I'm like, oh my God, it took me like 20 minutes just to get to your terminal.
Mm-hmm.
And I picked you up and you just looked stressed standing there.
I was disheveled.
But I had some Taco Bell for you.
Oh my God, my
I got you a quesadilla, those Cinnabon balls.
Cinnabon delights.
Cinnabon balls. And it's so weird because whenever we go to Taco Bell, you always want a 2-pack.
Because I don't
and not
want,
a
like,
4-pack.
No, because I don't think they have 4-packs.
They
I think
do.
It's 2 and 6.
2 and 4.
Their menu says 2 and 6, I swear to God.
Or maybe it is 6.
Just like, who needs 6 Cinnabons?
Why not?
I don't know. The quesadilla was going to fill me up. I didn't need 6.
I just
maybe
love...
I did need 6.
Yeah. That night you needed 6.
Should have gotten 6.
Maybe 12.
24.
But I was like, okay, maybe the food will make her feel better. You got in the car and the energy was like, you know those cartoons when they get really mad and like steam blows out of their ears? It was like that. It was like a release, but you needed to do that.
Yes. I was like, please just someone listen to me scream for just 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I was into it. I like loved that you were getting that out.
No, I needed that. And it was just so funny because we were so distracted by what I was saying because every other sentence I had spewing out of my mouth was just complete utter nonsense.
Yeah.
To the point where Sarah went the complete opposite direction.
I was
from
so
my
in
house.
It. I was so in it just driving, listening to you. I'm like, yeah, fuck that. Fuck that. Like I was with you in that moment and then I look at my maps and it was like
frozen.
15 minutes of you just talking and me driving. I'm like, wait, did the maps even move? And you're like, where the fuck are we? I'm like, I don't know, sorry. Just going to Kansas, like just driving
just
out of
take
California.
Me anywhere that isn't Miami. I don't care where we go. But yeah, I was also so bummed because that was only my second time in Miami. And the first time was with you. And like, that trip we can laugh on now, but once again, that trip went so wrong too. So this trip that I was going on felt like my redemption.
Right.
And everyone was like, you're going to have a great time, or like, be careful, or this is going to go bad. My DMs were a fucking interesting journey.
Okay.
And I was like, no, guys, I got this. I'm going to have a great time. I'm going to have the classic fun Miami weekend that everyone that goes to Miami has.
Everything's structured out.
Yep.
We
I
know what we're doing this time.
Yep. No, I got kicked to the curb. Like...
On your knees.
On my knees.
Crying.
Bleeding. At that point.
Concussion.
No, I was just fucking sad about it. But anyways, so me and Sarah were driving, and I was trying to explain to her in depth how every hour something new happened.
Yes.
And then she saw it unfold in front of our own eyes.
Yes.
We were driving, and I got a call from Rory, and he was still stuck in Miami, and he should have been asleep, because it was like 3, 4 a.m. his time when he called me. And I was like, why is he calling me right now? And he calls me and says, there is an emergency AC unit repairman coming to the house in 20 minutes.
And this was in the middle of you told me right before he called you. You were like, everything is going wrong. I can't catch a break. Phone rings. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh my God, dear God, what is this? And all I hear, I'm just driving and it's like, what? Are you kidding me? A
Okay, great. Perfect. When are they coming? Awesome. Thank you. Wow. Thanks. And I'm like, what was that? And you're like, you'll never believe this. You'll never fucking believe this.
Yep.
Your AC broke.
My AC broke. I don't even care right now. One of my fucking dumbass roommates literally broke the AC. Oh my God. Just whenever me or Rory leave the house, something goes wrong in the house. And of course, the week that we're not there, someone at the fucking house broke the AC. I don't even care right now. I'm so mad because it costed so much money to fix because they did the stupidest thing ever. Everyone knows you don't turn the AC down past a certain point, and someone broke it because they turned it down to like 50 something.
In the middle of a heat wave.
Yeah.
In LA, it was like, what, almost 100?
Oh, that it was week? Over 100, I think.
Yeah.
Oh my God, someone turned the AC down to below 50 something. Fucking, I don't even know. I was so mad. And something was wrong with AC. It wasn't working. No cold air was coming in anymore. And I don't know. Rory took care of it. He had an AC guy come. The guy shows up and he's like, the AC unit is completely frozen over. Like, I have to come back in a few hours with like the right tools and everything. And I just had to let the guy in, and it was just so fucking annoying because all I wanted to do was get to my bed. And then it was a million degrees in the house that night. Then I wake up that morning and get a bill for $550 fucking dollars to fix the AC. And we all split it, which none of us should have because one person specifically broke it.
$500?
Yes. Yes. Oh my God, I'm still so mad about it. I'm so mad. It was just the icing on the cake. Like, yeah. Oh my God.
And I was like, you can stay the night at my house if you want, but I could tell all you wanted to do is just get in your bed.
Yeah.
You're like, I'll be fine. You're like, I'm going to go into my room and see how hot it is.
Literally. And I walked out of the car and went to go test my room. And I was like, Sarah, it is bad, but fucking hell, I need to be in my bed.
Yeah. Like, I was like, just get naked, I guess. Just lay there.
I sure did.
Did you sleep okay?
I did. I slept so long. I slept like 14 hours.
Good.
Which was so amazing because I was running on 2 hours of sleep each night for like 5 days straight.
Oh, because the time changed too.
Yeah. And then having to get up each morning. But oh my God, just fuck, man. And then after that, just like more things started happening. Just last week, not my week. Had to just reset on so many different levels and just figure shit out because I have never been so depressed in the summertime either. Yeah. Like, normally summertime is where I thrive and pop off. And there's been like a few weeks and weekends this year where I felt like I was getting my shit together. But then when like the fun moments or trips ended, I would get back to my house and just my depression would just come so bad. I just like can't get my feet back in to like the pandemic going away.
Yeah.
I'm having the hardest time getting back to normal life. It's fucking killing me. So last week I just took like an entire self-care week and I have not been going out to the point where my friends are like, we're going to start dragging you out with us. Like, just roll out of bed. You need to come out with us. My friend James, thank God for him. He's just been forcing me out of the fucking house. Even yesterday I was like, I don't know. We went out two nights in a row and he was like, nope, get out of bed again. Like, you're coming with us. Like, you're so down bad. So I'm so grateful for him. I had a fun weekend, went out a few times, looked hot, put on some fun clothes.
So hot.
Thank you so much.
Where did you get that dress with like the electromagnetic?
Oh, the lightning?
Lightning.
That was from a place. What the fuck was that?
Lightning.
I think this Australian brand called Volt Fashion. They're so cute. They make like
Voltage.
Yeah, that's there you go. They make festival clothes.
So, nice. Yeah,
that was a fun little festival outfit. But yeah, I just forced myself out of bed every single day last week when I never wanted to at all. And I was just, oh my God, I was spiraling so badly. I could not even believe it. I got prescribed a new medicine. I didn't even get up to go to CVS to get that. I just could not even go there. I'm still debating if I even want to start that because I'm just like, it's just, I've never experienced depression in the summer this fucking bad.
Do you want to say what it is or?
Cool. Because I did make a TikTok about it. It's called Wellbutrin.
Mm.
I heard a lot of really good things about it, but then I started looking into the bad things about it. And I heard that it can also like cause seizures for people with low iron.
Oh,
and I
really?
Obviously have horribly low iron. So I'm like, oh my God, like, do I just need to figure out other ways to take care of myself before I take a medicine that might,
is
I don't
that an
know.
SSRI?
I don't even know. Like,
okay.
I think so.
And didn't, do you want to talk about how you're going to fire your therapist?
Oh, yeah. Fired my therapist last week.
Oh, so you actually did it.
Yeah, I told her that I wasn't going to see her till July 2nd, but I don't think I'm ever going to see her again. Yeah. I just need a second to think about it because I'm like, I spend so much money out of pocket for her each week. And I'm like, okay, we like prepared for a few situations that were going to go potentially go down in Miami. Mm-hmm. And like, I was trying to have her help me, you know, work on things in my life that I know are weaknesses and things that I need to like relearn or be taught different coping mechanisms. And she just like wasn't helping with anything that I was begging for. Cause mm-hmm. I was like, I need a few new social tools for this trip I'm going on. I know I'm going to have an interesting time there. And just, I just ended up having the worst fucking weekend ever mentally too. And I was like, damn, I don't even want to talk to my therapist about how this weekend went either.
Yeah.
Which is like not what you're supposed to do. Yeah, like you're not supposed to run away from your therapist when you don't want to tell her something. That's when you should tell her something the most.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I don't know if I want to spend all this money out of pocket to go tell her this shit when I know that I just don't think she's for me.
Do you think that didn't you say she's kind of like a yes man for you?
And I don't want that.
You want someone to like tell you the truth.
Yes. And I've had like a few conversations with my friends or even like Rory, who like obviously is so close to me no matter what we are relationship wise like I've had a few really, really good conversations with him lately where I'm like, can you just like tell me off about X, Y, and Z? Like, I just need other people's perspectives on things, and I just don't get that from her. Like, I don't want a yes man. I can go to any friend if I wanted to and was like, hype me up on this, tell me I'm right. I don't want that. I want to be challenged and grow and like learn new things. And
well, that's what a therapist should be doing. It's like a weird balance that you need to find with a therapist of like someone who tells you the hard truth, how you can do things differently, all this shit. But it's also, I don't know, it's kind of hard too because the therapist is just hearing your perspective, so it's like kind of hard to, you know, figure out how to go about that as the therapist. But like, now you know when you find a new one to be like, hey, my last experience with my therapist was this and I need this. You know what I mean? Like, make it clear.
It just sucks because I was clear in the beginning, too. I was like, this is what I need, because I hadn't had a therapist in years. And I just hate the fact that now I have to, like, my therapist this year has been there for me for, like, pretty bad, you know, times this year. And it sucks to have to re-explain everything to someone new. Like, that just sounds exhausting.
I saw this TikTok. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, go for it.
I saw this TikTok of this girl having this same issue, being like, oh, I have to, like, find new therapists because I'm just trying to find the right one for me right now. But she's like, I don't want to re-explain all of my shit every single time. So she made a PowerPoint.
Oh, my God. I think I'm going to have to do that.
She made a PowerPoint with, like, pictures, bullet points of, like, everything that's happened to her in her childhood, everything that's going on, what she needs help with. And she just clicks through it.
Genius. Fucking genius.
Or she, like, sends it to the therapist before they start working together, and then so the therapist knows.
Okay, I might have to do that because...
You should.
Yeah, no, I literally can't decide if I just keep paying this woman just because she knows me and I guess, like, helps sometimes, or, like, just suck it up and find someone else. Like, it just, it sucks. Like, I don't even have my therapist right now.
Yeah, that sucks. I was gonna say, because your therapist reminded me a lot of the one that I had a few months ago, and it was, like, the same situation. She was just, like, too nice.
Yeah, I don't want...
Yell at me.
I know, please.
Please yell at me.
Just, how am I ever going to grow if you just keep going, totally.
Yeah, I mean, like, our feelings are valid.
Yeah.
And it's nice to hear that, but also, like, tell me what I can do differently.
Yes, and that's what I say. I'm like, okay, so
hold me accountable.
Literally, you know? Please, help. Ah.
I'm proud of you for making that realization, though.
Yeah.
It's really hard, and I fucking relate to... I usually thrive in the summertime, too. I don't know what's going on with me either, dude.
It's so
weird. It's like this anxiety of I was getting so comfortable being in quarantine, kind of, and, like, knowing that I don't have to go out because nothing's open and, like, you know, I'm, like, comfortable at my house and I can just work on myself. But now that everything's literally open again, I'm just, I feel all of that social pressure right now.
Same.
To, you know, like, actually make plans with people and, like, hang out with people again, even though, like, my social skills deteriorated during quarantine. And, like, I don't know, it's just, I think that everyone's kind of going through that right now at the same time. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we're just trying to inch back into the world. But yeah, I fucking relate to that. But also, like, my medication ran out, and my doctor is so annoying sometimes because she's either in the office some days, not, and she's the only one that can refill my prescriptions. Mm-hmm. And so all weekend she was out of office, and today she's not in the office. So, like, I have been having the worst withdrawal symptoms of my life from my medication. And when that happens, I just get so depressed. Like, even just getting out of bed is...
Yeah.
I can't even do that. Mm-hmm. Like, it's honestly debilitating. And I felt so bad. I think, like, a lot of my guilt right now, I'm, like, feeling really anxious and depressed today. Mm-hmm. It's the withdrawals. And also, like, yesterday was Father's Day, and I didn't even have, like, the mental energy to call my dad.
I didn't either.
I texted him this really long thing. But I, like, could not even find the energy to call him. And my dad's my best friend.
Yeah,
and,
me
like,
too.
Because I did that, like, I fell even more into a depressive hole. Because I'm, like, I'm shitty. Like, yeah. I can't even believe that I can't even call my dad right now. Like,
yeah.
So, yeah, but I'm going to call my dad today. But my dad understands, I think. But
yeah.
It's just... so annoying, like little things like that that kind of throw off your confidence in yourself,
mm-hmm.
keep piling up and up until you're just sinking so badly and you're like, how the fuck do I even climb out of this whatsoever?
Yeah.
And it gets really dark, but like you just have to do little things every day. Like, me showing up here was my little thing today.
Fucking I'm same.
Like, I'm just glad that I put clothes on and got out of bed and made it here, but
same.
Oh my god, it's been a really hard weekend.
Yeah.
Honestly. But I'm getting my prescription refilled tomorrow.
Hell yeah.
So it's gonna be awesome. Sorry, this is so like...
I mean, it's the fucking whatever, it's the truth. Everyone knew that we didn't do an episode last week. Obviously, we probably were not gonna come here and be like, rainbows and butterflies. Like, no, we're human beings rainbows who like are down bad. But another thing that was nice too is that I actually talked a little bit about this in my last vlog that I uploaded. I was like venting and I was like, I am having so much trouble doing things this summer. I wanted to buy Jonas Brothers tickets. I could not even commit to a plan to do that because I was like, I just don't know what I'm doing ever right now. I just plan so far in advance, scare the shit out of me now, which was not me before. So I was like, I can't even do that. And so many people in the comments were actually like, actually me too.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see what people have to say about this.
When you get depressed, do you have really bad like brain fog?
Oh yeah.
Where it's like you don't this is where you literally like don't feel in your body, like everything's kind of just like a little bit blurrier.
Yeah.
Like you can't even really concentrate on anything. Like that's how it's been for me. Like I literally can't even just doing little things like that, like making a plan to do something, you can't even.
Yeah. Just the simplest things I can't fucking do.
Yeah, it's I literally feel like out of my body sometimes and I'm just like, I don't know how to sit down and turn it on and like do something. Like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like even filming a video. I was sitting down last week at my desk and I had my ring light up, I had my camera, and I was like sitting there. And I was like, I don't know how to speak. Mm-hmm. There are no thoughts in my head.
Mm-hmm.
I literally don't know how to talk. No, right now.
Me too. My last vlog that I uploaded was from London and I have not even filmed a video since then. That trip was a month ago. I mean, I vlogged some Miami, unclear on if I'm uploading that. But other than that, I haven't given anyone like real updates on my life in a month because I just can't pick up the camera right now.
Same.
I'm like, I don't know what to tell you guys.
Same.
I don't know.
And like nothing is feeling authentic
for me. No, me either. It's killing me.
Yeah. So I'm just like, I'm trying to figure out that balance. I also haven't uploaded since my birthday video.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I'm like feeling so much pressure right now to like, I need to put something out, but like fucking shit. I have not had the energy to do anything. And it's really fucking up my self-confidence too. But like, I'm trying to get back.
Me too.
I'm trying to do little things, like even like going on a walk for 20 minutes every day. And also that alarm clock that you got me is helping.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my God, love that.
It's really helping, actually. Like, I'll cry because it's helping so much.
What the fuck?
So, if we haven't talked about it, she got me this alarm clock for my birthday, which was, like, literally the nicest thing you could have gotten me, honestly.
Well, we talked about it on the podcast the week before your birthday.
Yeah.
And we, like, were making fun of that alarm clock, and I was like, I'm not making fun of it, but we were like, oh, you might need this, it might help you, but then I was like, why don't you just fucking try it? So I just got her it for her birthday.
Yeah, and, like, when my depression gets really bad, I feel like everyone can relate. Like, it's really hard to just get out of bed.
Yeah.
Because, like, my dreams are lit, and I just want to stay there.
See, you know? My issue is I'll wake up, but then I won't leave the bed for, like, 4 hours. Yeah. I'm like, will I step foot onto my ground at 4 p.m.? Yeah. Will it be 5, 6 if we're feeling crazy? Should I pick up my dinner at the door from DoorDash?
Yeah, exactly. And my bed is so comfortable.
Yeah.
And cozy. Safe.
Same.
But, like, she got me this alarm clock, and it's this little circular thing, and there's a long wire, and the wire connects to this actual clock, and then you put the clock next to your bedside, and then you put the little circle underneath your mattress. So I have a memory foam thing. Mm-hmm. So I just stick it in the middle of my mattress, like all the way in the middle, so I can't, you know, like, pull it out.
Yeah.
And every single morning, my entire bed vibrates.
Love that.
And I'm just like, ugh, it's so annoying. Like, it's literally so annoying. And then I have to get out of my bed, go to the alarm clock, turn it off. And even if I push snooze and I get back in bed, it'll go even harder the second time.
Really?
Yeah. So that's been helping a lot because it, like, literally forces me to shake awake, and I, like, can't go back to sleep after that. So that's been really helpful. It's on Amazon. I don't know what it's called, but
we'll,
like,
we'll link it in the description. I'll just find the one that I bought.
Yeah.
I might even get it at this point. Fuck.
Yeah, dude.
Well, my issue isn't even, what did I just say? My issue is not even waking up. It's getting physically out of bed. Mm-hmm. So maybe I don't need it because, like, I wake up, but, like, I don't know.
You know what you should get? There's this other alarm clock that I have. I haven't used it in a while because I can't find the charger.
Here we go.
But it looks like a, I've talked about this before. It looks like a bath mat, and you have to stand on it. So it goes off. You put it on the other side of your room, and it starts making a noise, and you have to get up out of your bed and stand on it.
I have never heard of this.
Really?
You've not talked about that one.
Oh, my God.
I think my next purchase.
I think it's called the Ruggy.
The Ruggy.
The Ruggy. And you have to stand on the rug, and you have to stand there for 20 seconds. And there's
something in my eye.
Totally.
You keep talking, though. I'm just going to look at my eye really fast.
Okay. Yeah, you have to, like, stand on it, and there's, like, a little countdown, and it won't stop going off.
I'm like, yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah, huh?
Uh-huh. Ew, you're like one of those girls in middle school that would flip their eyelids.
Oh, God, no, I'm not that bitch.
I hated those girls. There's this one girl named Natalie, and she always used to do that.
I loved you just calling her out.
Natalie Allen, you know who you are. But her last name was Allen, and mine was Basca, so she always sat in front of me, and she would, like, turn around during class and be like,
why do people think that was funny?
It's not funny. It's
just annoying.
So scary. I hate it. But yeah, the Ruggy, dude. Are you okay?
Like,
you
there's the something in my eye, but I just don't want to go to the bathroom. I just don't feel like getting up.
I get that.
But, like, what the fuck is in my eye?
Also, I'm feeling a little bit better.
Love that.
Me
too.
I'm not feeling like I want to jump off a cliff. So that's okay. Good.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm okay.
So dark.
We're just gonna go with it.
Okay. But yeah. No, but the Ruggy is awesome. You're still
there is
every
still
single time I talk about the Ruggy.
My eye just does not want to.
You're just twitching uncontrollably.
No. Yeah.
Do you want to go to the bathroom?
Nope.
Okay.
I'm good.
Are you okay?
Yep.
So the Ruggy.
The Ruggy.
The Ruggy is awesome. Because you have to, let me get this thought out of my head.
Let me just stare straight into the fucking abyss.
Just stare at something.
I'll just stare at my Red Bull.
Wow, we are really not doing well today. It's going to be a highlight clip of me like, so the Ruggy. And you're like.
I'm like, yes, the Ruggy.
Uh-huh.
You have to stand on it, mm-hmm. so it's an alarm.
Mm-hmm.
It's beeping. Mm-hmm. You have to get out of bed. You
get
have to
bed.
Walk over to
walk
it. You
into
stand
it.
On
stand
it.
Stand on it.
Countdown.
Count. 1, 2, 3.
20 seconds.
20, 19, 18.
19. And the only way for it to turn off is if you stand on it for the whole 19 or 20 seconds.
Oh, that's
so
like
you're
hell.
Up. So you're oh, up. And you're like, okay, now that I'm standing and awake, I'll just go to the bathroom and...
I thought you just said standing in a wig.
Now that you're just
I
standing
need to go
in
back
a wig.
Bed.
Cuts to Caitlin just
now
in a red wig.
Now that you're standing in a wig on your ruggie. I didn't know that's how that works.
So you went out this weekend?
I went out this weekend.
What'd you do?
What did I do the first night? Went out with Amanda, actually. Mm-hmm. One of, like, our friends. We went to this beauty event that you told me about.
Yeah.
So
oh, the one that you... Oh!
Super whack.
Wiz Khalifa performed?
I missed that. I saw a marching band. I don't recall.
I don't know if Wiz Khalifa was in
Wiz Khalifa?
Band.
If he was there, I would have stayed.
There, I saw him on Instagram stories.
Well, I must have left too early.
Oh, or got made it for the marching band, though.
I,
that was the main match.
Damn.
Oh,
I stayed for the
rapping,
free drinks and then left.
If he was rapping with the marching band.
Damn.
They're, like, doing his song.
That fucking sucks. I wish I saw that.
Oh, that would have been so cool.
Black
and yellow.
Damn, I needed that. But then after that, I just, like, hopped around to a few different places.
You
then went to a club.
Hopped. Like a little
around.
Bunny.
I was a little bunny that night. Then the next day I went out to someone's birthday party. Happy
nice.
Birthday to whoever's birthday it was.
Whoever.
Go off.
Happy birthday.
And then what did I do after that? Oh, then I went to another party. I just hopped around.
There you go.
Which was good because normally if I go out to one place, I'm normally like, after this I'm going straight home.
Yep.
But I made it to multiple places.
Good.
I did stay out not as late as everyone else did, but I went to multiple different locations.
Yes.
So
that's gross.
It's baby steps. It's so fucking stupid, dude. This is just not how I was 2 years ago before
right.
the past year. And I'm like, it's so embarrassing that I have to applaud myself for going to
no,
more than
not.
One location in one night. Like, really, bitch? Get a life.
It's not embarrassing.
It's okay.
You're doing your best, dude.
I know. I'm trying.
I'm really proud of you.
Thank you.
I wish
proud
we
of
could
me for going to a party.
Yeah, honestly, that's hard.
It is.
Especially when you're depressed.
I know.
Are
I
you
just,
kidding me?
I wanted to stay in bed so fucking bad.
Yeah.
I really did, but I was like, nope, we are going to go out. We're going to look hot.
Yes.
And we're going to do that. And I feel good, honestly, doing that multiple days in a row.
Yes.
And then going out even the next day, even when I was a little hungover. Not to a party, but like out to eat.
How
I
do
just
you do that?
Have to, I just, I'm, well, I have a good hangover routine, so I never really get, like, hungover.
You have a hangover routine. Now,
yes.
That's a video, bitch.
I know. I was actually going to make a TikTok about it because I saw someone else make a TikTok the other day and be like, does anyone know how to prevent hangovers this summer? I was like, I got y'all.
What is your hangover routine?
My hangover routine is before I go out, I have these Cheers pills that I got. I know. We should have had those.
Cheers pills.
Cheers pills. I wish they were by us. But no, they're called the Cheers pills. They're in a purple bottle. They were on Shark Tank. That's how they originally
I
got some.
Say Shark Tale.
They were on not us with Shark Tales again. Nope, we got to stop
they
before
were on
we go
shark
down that.
Tales.
No, they were not. There was no anti-hangover pills in Shark. Well, from how we remembered the movie.
Yeah, seriously.
Anything could have been in there.
Fish tails.
I'm still convinced it was.
I am too.
No, so.
Shark Tank, which is what?
What?
What is, for the people that don't know what Shark Tank is.
Oh, it's a game, not a game show.
Game show.
It's just a show where people come and pitch their ideas that they think are
entrepreneurs.
Great.
Entrepreneurs.
Yes.
Yes.
Pitch their inventions and. To like a panel of
yeah.
investors.
Investors, yes.
And then they decide if it was good or not. I don't know if it if they decided that this was good, but I know that on the label it does say it was seen on Shark Tank.
Not Shark
Tank. So not Shark Tales. Commonly mistaken for being shown on Shark Tales as an ad in the background. No. So fuck my life. Fuck that fucking movie.
There's just like there's actually a billboard in Shark Tales. Oh man.
The people who don't know what we're talking about are probably just like, excuse
what?
Me.
Yeah.
Inside jokes.
Inside jokes, guys.
So they're kind of expensive, but they are worth the investment because they work so well. So I will set this out on my table. I'll put three of those pills. I have a glass, not a glass bottle, just a water bottle that I fill up. You can write this down. Take some notes. Take some fucking notes, guys.
Can I? Are they on Amazon?
Yep.
I'm buying them right now.
They're like $30, and there's not that many in them. But seriously, if you do not want to be hungover, worth the investment.
Cheers, Bill.
So I'll set out three of those. I'll fill up a water bottle, and I'll have a liquid IV directly next to it. So when I get home, I immediately chug the water bottle that I already have filled up. I'll put the liquid IV in it, chug that. I'll take the three cheers pills with that. So all this anti-hangover shit all at once.
Before bed.
Yep, before bed. I always will remember. I'll put my makeup wipes next to it if I really think I'm going to forget. Got my little counter going. Then normally I'm good from there. Sometimes I'll drink an extra water bottle just depending on how I'm feeling.
Okay.
Always eat food with this.
Okay.
I normally enjoy carbs with it.
Like a small little snack or like
yeah,
a meal?
Yeah, just anything. Kay. If I have some bread, I always go for some bread. Sourdough bread hits different when you are drunk. Also, cheese
hits different
when you're drunk.
Okay.
Love cheese when fucked up.
Dude, melted string cheese.
Oh.
So good.
Sounds amazing.
It's so dang.
So then I'll do that. And then in the morning, the second I wake up, I will go back to that counter. And I will take the two Excedrins that I have waiting for me there in
lined
the morning.
Up.
Lined up. All in a row.
Kay.
The last things remaining on the counter is another filled up water bottle with my Excedrin. Because those have caffeine in it, which
right.
I don't really know if, like, it's headache medicine, but also the caffeine in it will get you awake and
yeah.
just feeling better.
Yes.
So, yeah. That's my routine.
That's so smart.
Yeah.
Wait, okay.
It's fucking amazing. Everyone, please try this and let me know.
Hell yes, dude.
Yes.
I've been trying to find a good hangover routine.
That's my hangover routine. Okay, actually, speaking of hangovers and liquid IV, they are sponsoring this episode of Cheers,
wow.
Brother. Oh, God, I love them. You guys already know that. For those of you who are not familiar with Liquid IV, they are my personal lifesaver. As we all know, it is extremely important to stay hydrated or just hydrate yourself, especially when you've just been pushing your body way too hard. It is very important to make hydration a priority in your life because it helps us feel healthier on a day-to-day basis. With one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water, you actually get 2 to 3 times faster and more efficient hydration than water alone. As you guys know, they are actually part of my hangover routine, but I also will drink Liquid IVs in the morning to kind of like kickstart my day and just make sure that I am getting the hydration that I need. Also fun to drink it before a workout.
And they taste really good.
They are delicious. That's why I am obsessed with them, because it's not just like a nasty drink. No, these are delicious. My personal favorite flavor right now is strawberry. Strawberry.
Okay.
The lemon lime one is great.
It's really good.
Obviously. Also love the pina colada one. I have also been obsessed with the watermelon one, which watermelon can be iffy, but their watermelon is amazing.
It's a touchy flavor.
It is.
You never really know,
but
theirs is so good.
They kill it with that. Also, acai berry is another one of my favorite flavors.
Ooh.
I love a good acai bowl.
Yeah.
And an acai flavor of Liquid IV. Boom.
Ooh.
Best of both worlds, baby.
Liquid IV also contains 5 essential vitamins, more vitamin C than an orange, and as much potassium as a banana.
Oh.
What? Healthier than sugary sports drinks, no artificial flavors or preservatives, and less sugar than an apple.
Wow.
Made with clean ingredients, non-GMO, vegan, and free of gluten, dairy, and soy.
Incredible.
Grab your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use our code CheersBrother at checkout.
Mm-hmm.
That is 25% off anything you order.
Once again, that is 25% off anything you order when you get better hydration today while using promo code CheersBrother at liquidiv.com. Guys, 25% off, and I just hyped them up. If you don't get Liquid IV after this, you're doing the summer wrong, man.
What are you doing?
It is hot out. Hydrate yourself. We would also like to thank Noom for sponsoring this episode. Sarah, I've got a question for you.
I've got an answer.
Have you ever had trouble sleeping?
Oh,
we know the answer.
I do indeed have trouble from time to time.
My sleep schedule has not been great either, and the struggle to get a good night's sleep is very real. This is where I would like to introduce Noom to you. Noom is an educational tool to learn how to treat your body better and achieve your goals. My personal goal right now is to get better quality sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I just know that I could not fix my sleeping schedule and the quality of my sleep by myself.
Mm-hmm.
I, you know, realized I needed to phone a friend, and my friend has been Noom, and thank God for them, because I'd probably not be here right now if it wasn't for them.
And they answer every time.
I would still be asleep.
With Noom, you pick the lifestyle goals that are right for you, and Noom personalizes a program to help your aspirations become reality. Noom teaches you about breathing, sleeping, and building new habits so you can ditch negative misconceptions and get smart about the choices that you make. Based in psychology, Noom helps you accomplish your personal health goals and stick with them long term.
Yeah. We also are pretty open on this podcast about our social anxiety. Mm. And Noom has also been helping me with that too. I mean, I've been feeling more confident and comfortable while I have been starting to go out more often. Yeah. And they have taught me like new breathing techniques or just better social skills when I am out and about and I just feel like, I want to go to bed. Yeah. No, no. I have some new techniques that I take with me everywhere now.
Noom teaches you why you make the choices you do and gives you the tools to live a happier, healthier lifestyle.
Yep. So if you guys want to start building better habits for healthier long-term results, you can sign up for your trial at noom.com/cheersbrother. Mm-hmm. That's noom.com/cheersbrother. Noom, we love you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I usually just take B12 at night and then like two Advils. And yeah. And it makes it go away a little bit, but it's not, you know what I mean?
No, this is all anti-hangover, hydration,
just
migraine
it,
medicine. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
So you had a good time.
I had a good time.
What clubs did you go to?
I went to Bootsy Bellows.
What's that?
I guess it's popular. Everyone was excited to go there, so I was like, cool.
Cool.
But then it closed like 30 minutes after I got there, so.
Totally.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, but then also that beauty thing was at Hyde, which I hadn't been to since I was like 18 or 19, so I was like, ooh.
I've been to Hyde one time.
Yeah.
And it was so dark.
It's pretty dark.
And everyone's like in little cliques.
Yeah. And I felt so awkward.
Yeah.
I didn't know anyone.
Yeah.
I saw Jordan Woods, though.
Really?
Which was so interesting. I'd never seen her in person. And I was like, ugh, that was one more shot deep.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Who was she with?
I have no clue. Okay. All these men.
Okay.
Go off.
Go off.
Also saw Madison Pettis.
Yeah. From Corey in the House?
Yes. And also, what was that?
She's stunning.
She's no. so she, beautiful like
she
now.
She is gorgeous. Stunning.
Drop dead. How old is she?
I think she's my age.
What?
Question mark?
Think Madison so. Pettis Jenna's from Corey in the House?
22 years of okay. age.
No way.
Of age.
22 years of age.
Of age. Of age.
22 years young.
Oh my God.
But that was funny because my neighbors were in the movie The Game Plan with her.
That's right.
When
she
I was
in the Game Plan. Wasn't that with The Rock?
Yep. My neighbors were in the ballerina scene.
Oh,
they were
what?
All pretending to be ballerinas. None of them do ballet.
But wait, were they just the extras?
Yeah. But they're like pretty visible in it, so that was a flex, I guess.
Your neighbors here?
No, my neighbors like home growing up. I remember one day I came into like school in third grade and my neighbor was like, hey. He's like, hey, Gavin, what's up? And he was like, hey. Me and my sisters were just in a movie yesterday. I was like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And I would always try to get him to put me on the newsletter he was on to get castings in Boston, and he never fucking put me on it.
There's a newsletter to get castings.
Well, I think just like one of those websites. I was always like, how do you get into these things? And he was like, oh, my mom knows people. I'll have her like send you some information. I want to be an extra in movies. We already did our rant about that, I
think. Did they film The Game Plan in Boston?
I think some of it.
Oh, what?
Yeah. And he never fucking put me on. I wanted to be an extra. So fuck you, Gavin.
We can be extras.
I am extra.
I am extra, and I would like to be one, too.
I would like to show that side off.
I do want to show you that one website, though, where we can sign up mm-hmm. and be extras in a music video. Mm-hmm. Because I still get emails about that, and I'm so tempted to just send it and try it.
So fuck you, Gavin. We don't
fuck
need you.
Fuck you, Gavin. We don't need you. We're our own extras. No, we're the main characters, bitch.
Hell yeah, bitch.
Next week we have Gavin on.
I bring him home with me from home. Oh yeah, I'm going home in 2 days. I'm not bringing my neighbor home with me.
You can't.
That sounded weird. I don't want to. Sorry, Gavin. I don't
Is
like
he
you
cute?
Like that. Not my type.
Totally.
Damn, I hope he doesn't listen to this.
Hey, Gavin.
He's great.
Aw, do you still know him?
No.
No?
I think I wish him happy birthday sometimes.
Sometimes.
Every other year.
Every other year.
I'm going to get another one. So you saw Madison Pettis.
Yeah.
Did you talk to her?
Nope.
Nope? Just minded your business.
I minded my fucking business.
Was she like getting down?
No, she was just talking with some girlies.
Totally.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, I had a interesting weekend also.
Okay. What'd you do?
Went to WeHo. So this was on Friday night. And this was my last day with my medication. So it all went downhill.
Gotcha.
It all went down here. I can't speak.
You don't need to.
It all went down here from here. It all went downhill from here.
Got it.
Period.
Yes.
And that's the episode, guys.
Thanks for tuning in. I'm going home.
So I had a studio session for music, and we were just in there having a good time. We were drinking some tequila, writing some music, and I was like getting kind of sad because the song that I was writing is kind of not like sad. It's like a bop, but like the lyrics are kind of dark. So mm-hmm. I was like, you know?
Yeah.
And then after that, Ryan texts me. He's like, hey, come out. Come out to WeHo. And I'm like, ugh. I really don't want to. I would like want to go home and cry, but maybe I'll just do it. Yeah. Like maybe I'll just go out for a little bit. And it's Pride Month.
Yes.
I gotta go to WeHo, baby.
Absolutely.
If you don't know, WeHo is just like Pride City. Like all of the best gay bars, gay clubs. Mm-hmm. Like it's so lit during Pride, and it's just such a beautiful atmosphere. So I'm like, I have to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, who are you with? And Ryan named a bunch of people. Then he was like, and I'm with Mandy from Miley and Mandy. And I was
what?
Like, what?
That's iconic as fuck.
I was like, I'm there.
So wow.
I go out to this club and it's like, it's really dark. No one's wearing masks, which was so weird. Like, literally everyone was packed in, like, sardines. I was like, is this allowed? Like, this feels so weird. This is my first club after everything.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? I was just like, oh, my God, it's so weird that this is acceptable.
Weird. Fuck, I went into an Urban Outfitters yesterday, and I literally was sitting in my car, like, trying to see if people were wearing masks in there before getting out of my car. I was like, what the fuck is the vibe?
Yeah.
What do I do?
Yeah.
Like, am I going to be judged if I don't wear one? Is everyone else not wearing one? Like, just what's the 411?
No one's wearing them.
Yeah.
Like, nobody.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I'll just get out of my head now. And it was cute. They were playing really good music at this place. I didn't want to leave. Like, I just got there. So I'm like, can we just feel it out? And Ryan's like, I'm ordering the Uber.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, fuck, I want to stay here. They were playing, like, Britney Spears, and I was having fun.
And you wanted to leave that?
Yeah.
What the fuck, Ryan?
And also, I was like, so where's Mandy?
Oh,
and he's
boy.
Like, oh, I was lying. I was just saying that so you would come. And I'm like, fuck you. I was like, that's such a random
that's
person.
That's such a random person. Noted. I think I'm going to use that trick to get you out sometimes now.
I'm like, do you even know her? He's like, I have no idea. I don't fucking know Mandy. I'm like, fuck off. But that's good.
Damn.
Yeah, I know.
I like that.
I know. And so I was like, oh, shit. Okay, so we get into the Uber. Ryan invited these two random girls that he met because he just loved them. So we're like all in this Uber. I'm feeling better. I had like a few tequila shots in me. So I'm like, okay, let's like try to have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
We go to WeHo and we go to this really, really fun bar. I don't remember what it's called, but all of the bartenders were so sexy. They all had their shirts off. They were all ripped. And there was this one guy. Oh, my God.
Did you take a picture?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Me
I was like,
and Ryan took a picture with him because he was so nice to us. And the girl that took our pictures used, like, the angle where it's kind of far away.
Why?
I don't know, but, dude, my body looks crazy. So, wait, first of all, this is the guy. He's so beautiful.
Wow.
And then there's me and Ryan. But then, dude, look at how weird my body looks.
Why did she use that angle?
Look at my torso.
Oh, God.
Like,
it's look, okay.
Wait. No. Look at this. What the fuck is that?
Wow, that's unique.
That's the scariest photo I've ever seen. But look at the way he looked at me. Hang on. Where is it? Look at the way he was looking at me.
Oh, my God.
Look at us.
Oh, Ryan, what the fuck is Ryan doing?
I have no idea.
Wait, but so hot.
Look at me. And look at him.
Look at the chemistry.
I know.
Ryan praying to him. What the fuck are these pictures?
I have no idea.
That.
But he was so beautiful.
So handsome.
Look at this guy. Just witnessing
like,
it.
Oh, what are he's you guys like, doing? You're going to regret this in the morning.
No, he thought it was cute.
Really? He looks like he's embarrassed.
I don't know. Maybe. Who cares? This guy loved it, though. But,
that's so funny.
So then that club got shut down. And there was this girl who was, like, eyeing me. And I was like, okay.
Ah!
And also, I said this in a different episode, but, like, I don't fucking know what my sexuality is. I'm just kind of, like, going through the motions and figuring it out as I go, and I don't want to put any labels on anything.
Period.
And since I've been in a relationship for the past 3 years, like, I've never had any room to explore anything. Mm-hmm. And, like, yes, I've always thought that women were hot and sexy. I've always been, like, attracted to them, but I've never, like, acted upon it or anything like that. Also, like, the religious shame around
always
all of that.
Forget that part that you deal with, too.
Just that religious shame is constantly around me. And so I'm like, whatever. It's Pride Month. And I don't want people to be like, oh, you're just doing this, you're like being that girl who like says that she's something.
No, you know
what I
mean? About this before
Yeah, but like there was this girl who was eyeing me and I was like drunk and I was like, she's cute, but like whatever. And we were all leaving the club, like getting kicked out, and we were just on the street, just all talking, waiting for our Uber, and then the girl comes up to me and next thing you know, I'm just like making out with her.
Just on the street?
On the street.
That's not even in the club. That's fucking amazing.
Like on the sidewalk, like outside
hot.
Of the club.
So hot.
And all my friends were like, oh shit. And in my head, I was like, oh shit. I'm like, this is hot.
That's awesome.
But that was like the first time I'm like, oh, okay. And then afterwards she was like, damn. And I'm like, cool.
Dope.
And then that was that.
I fucking love that for you.
And I'm like, okay, so that's something that I'm like willing to do.
I enjoy that.
But also, like I said, I'm not ready to put a label on anything yet.
No one's
making
yet. And I
don't feel the need to. But that was a crazy moment for me. I remember I sat in the Uber and I was like, okay, nice. I'm glad that like, because I was always so nervous to rip the Band-Aid and like actually...
Yeah.
I would talk about it all the time, be like, I don't know what I am.
Uh-huh.
And then I actually did it, and I'm like,
and you liked it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But all, yeah, it's just like, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, whatever. Pride Month.
Pride Month, baby. No,
but
that's
I'm not
fucking awesome.
Using that as a, God, I feel like everyone knows what I mean.
Yeah.
So.
You're just embracing this new side of you that you don't really know much about yet.
Sure.
Figuring it out.
Sure.
Fuck yeah, on the side of the street.
Sure.
What better place to figure your sexuality out than the side of the road?
Yep, in WeHo.
No
in
better
front
place.
Of like so many strangers.
Oh, a crowd.
So many strangers.
I mean,
and it wasn't even like, oh, I'm
know.
Doing this to show off. Like, it just happened. You know what I mean?
As it does.
It was so rando, but it was, like, cool, because I saw, I'm, like, shaking right now. I'm like, please, I don't want to say the wrong thing.
No,
don't
I think you're
me.
Saying things great. I think people know what you mean, and just, you're literally just figuring things out. I mean, I think the big thing is right now is everyone knows that you don't have to put a label on things, and you shouldn't be forced to put one on yourself, so.
Yeah, exactly.
We're just embracing that.
Exactly.
Normal.
Exactly.
Because it's fucking normal.
Exactly. And all my friends were like encouraging it. They're like, yes, Sarah. And
no,
I'm like, who am I?
Pumped for you.
Who am I?
Me every day when I wake up.
Yeah. Then the next morning I was like, who am I? And I have withdrawals from my Medicaid. I'm like, who? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was just like, the fuck?
Yeah.
Question mark.
But that's even like more cool though that happened when, you know, you're questioning if you should even go out that night. Like,
yeah,
should I be fucking going out?
Yeah.
Let's have some fun beating our fucking depression.
Yes, exactly. And I felt really good and I had a good time. So whatever.
Whatever.
And yeah. And now I'm back to, no, I'm not. I was going to be like, I'm back to being depressed, but I'm not. I feel better now, honestly.
Love that. Even with the withdrawals, still powering through.
I think now that, like, I'm sitting here and talking and doing the show and, like, you know,
I mean,
actually
me
talking to people.
Yeah. Interacting with others.
With other human beings.
Okay, guys, it is time for a little commercial break again. Woo! We want to thank Ritual for sponsoring this episode. Guys, we deserve to know what we're putting in our bodies. You deserve to know. Everyone listening deserves to know. No one doesn't deserve to know.
Exactly.
And, you know, that's especially true when it comes to something we take every day. Ritual's clean, vegan-friendly multivitamin is actually formulated with high-quality nutrients in bioavailable forms your body can actually use. What they don't have in their multivitamin is sugars, GMOs, major allergens, synthetic fillers, and artificial colorants, because we don't want any of that.
No.
And they have an incredibly fresh taste and delayed-release capsule design that makes taking your vitamins easy, because we all know that vitamins can be tough sometimes.
So easy, actually. Like, I've been taking Ritual for a really long time now, and I always get stressed out because there's so many different vitamins that I know that I have to take, but with Ritual, it all comes compact in two little vitamins I just take every single day, and I just know that I'm getting everything that I need, and it helps me just feel better, and I know that I'm doing something right for my body, so.
And it feels good doing that.
Yeah. Self-care, baby.
Oh, yeah. A multivitamin should contain key nutrients in forms your body can actually use to help fill gaps in your diet you might have with no shady extras. It has vitamin D3 in it, right?
Mm-hmm. That's one of them. That's one of the little things in there.
Love that.
I always forget to take vitamin D3 on its own, so knowing that it's in the capsule already, beautiful.
Perfect.
Your multivitamins are delivered at your door every single month with free shipping always. You can start, snooze, or cancel your subscription anytime. And if you don't love Ritual within your first month, they'll refund you your first order.
Ritual is also now available for women, men, and teens, and their multivitamins
teens?
That's right, they're included. and their multivitamins are scientifically developed to help support different life stages. Wherever you're at, they can help you out. Ritual is offering our listeners today 10% off your first 3 months of their little nifty multivitamin. Mm-hmm. You can visit ritual.com/cheersbro to start your Ritual today.
Woo.
Guys, get your key nutrients without the BS.
Without the BS.
Let's get straight to the point.
The
point. I was going to say point, but point works too.
Point works too. Let's get straight to the point.
With Ritual.
Oh boy.
No, I feel that. I also decided this past week that every single day I'm going to get up and put on even a tiny bit of makeup to differentiate getting up in the morning and it being daytime, because there's so many instances where I'll sit in bed all day and someone will call me and be like, come here right now. And I'll be like, I can't. I'm like, not ready. It's going to take me a while to get ready. And I think that prevents me from going out a lot too, even though I should. And I always just stay in like my pajamas and stuff. I'm just going to start getting up, putting nicer clothes on, not my pajamas, and do the bare minimum makeup.
Yes.
So
that's honestly so good. That's what I did today even. Like, I didn't even want to be here, first of all. Mm-hmm. Didn't want to get out of bed. But I was like, I also was like, I can't do my makeup. Like, I have no energy to do my makeup. But I'm like, I'll just do a little bit of it.
Mm-hmm.
To make myself feel better, like, I'll do as much as I physically can.
Yeah.
So I have some, you know what I mean? And that made me feel better.
Yeah.
You know? So, one step at a time.
Dude, dead ass. I'm so excited to go home, though.
Yeah.
I'm going home in 2 days, and I feel like that's going to be a huge reset for me, too. I've never needed that, like, so fucking badly.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. And then I hope that when I come back here, I'll be just more recharged too and actually ready to go out, be more productive each day.
Yeah.
And just get into that routine that I really want to get into, hopefully.
Are you just going to spend time with family? Are you doing anything in particular?
Yeah, I'm going to New York for a few days first. I always like go there a few times a year just for a few days just to, you know, enjoy New York. It's fun there in the summer. So going to go out there.
Fun.
Then I'm going to go home this weekend. It's my cousin's 21st birthday, so I'm going to be able to see my whole family. I've also never really been out to clubs in Boston, so I'm going to get my first 21-year-old experience in Boston going out with some of my friends that are still there, my cousin, whatever, because Boston is one of the hardest places in the entire country to get into, like, nightclub-wise with fakes. It just, it doesn't happen.
Really?
It's so hard, it's not even funny.
Oh,
so
shit.
I honestly I don't know if I've ever been to a club there because it's that hard to get into. So I'm so excited to just be in Boston in the summertime and go out.
So you've never been to a...
No. No. Wow. I'm so fucking excited.
That's going to be amazing.
I know. And a lot of my friends like live here now, but I still have some people who are even going back home this weekend too. Mm. So I'm going to be able to go out with some of my friends and actually experience Boston nightlife.
That's like your home.
I know. And I've never done it this way. So yes. I'm just so excited. It sucks though, because I'm turning 22 soon now. And I'm like, what even was 21? It sucks, but it I'm sucks. Making the best of it. Yes. I'm just so you're excited to go home.
Dude, your birthday's not till October.
I know, but I mean, I only have like a few months of being 21 to go out to clubs and shit, you know?
Hot girl summer, baby.
I know, I'm trying.
No pressure, but live it up.
I'm trying. No, I'm going to fucking live it up next weekend. Yes. I'm hoping that I come back with some ridiculous stories because I'm going to force myself out every fucking night if I have to.
I'm so jealous that Boston has clubs. Your home. Town
yeah
has actual clubs. I don't have that,
bro.
The two clubs that we had in my hometown closed down because of all of the fights that would break out outside. All of like the hometown bros fighting outside.
What the fuck?
So the two clubs got shut down. Now we only have like maybe 4 or 5 bars.
Damn.
So I'm just like, oh man. Ugh. Like actual dance clubs where you can dance. No more.
That I went fucking to one. Blows.
I went to one like a year and a half ago during Christmas time, and that was the only time I got to like dance and party with like the people I grew up with. So I'm like, damn.
I haven't even gotten to do that either yet. Everyone always talks about how fun Thanksgiving and Christmas is back home at bars and shit.
Yep.
Fuck, man. I'm so excited.
Now I just have to go home and do Molly at someone's house.
I guess that means you just got to come to Boston at some point and pretend you're there. I know. We try to make that happen multiple summers in a row now.
I know, dude.
We have to. I feel like after I have hopefully so much fun on this trip, I swear to fucking God, if I have a Miami part two, you'll never hear from me again.
Everyone, close your eyes and manifest.
God, no.
Caitlin, having a good time, please.
If I have a good time, I'm dragging you back with me.
Okay.
I'm so excited.
Yes.
So before we end this, I would also like to address that I started watching the iCarly reboot. Did you watch any of it yet?
Mm-hmm.
Love that, Jenna.
Love it.
I haven't. But I've just seen the clips. But
the fuck,
so,
dude?
Like, I saw a TikTok of like someone not making fun of it, but like
it's when Carly calls someone a bitch.
Yeah, yeah. And just all the times they like purposely swear to like show that they're being edgy and adults.
Sorry,
it's just funny.
Oh, I forgot to put deodorant on, and my BO is just Adderall off the probs.
I feel you.
My BO is off the chain. I totally forgot. Sorry. Anyway.
But yeah, watch the first 3 episodes. I enjoy it.
I found myself giggling out loud to
it. Me too.
It was, I think, very graceful.
Yeah.
How they did it. I love how they used the same theme song.
Yep.
Didn't change anything.
I'm glad she didn't do like a re-recording of it or anything. That would have been just so dumb.
And awkward.
Yeah, we don't need that.
Like they really did it right.
Mm-hmm.
They really did it right this time. There was some moments where I was just like, like I kind of hate, I didn't really like the 3rd episode, how it was all just about like clout and like likes and like all of that shit. But then they made it better by Spencer making fun of it at the museum and being like, press this button, it'll like make your self-esteem go up for a few minutes and then it'll go away again. Like they were making fun of social media and influencers too.
Uh-huh.
But it's just so interesting because Carly's character now is like a YouTuber.
Yeah.
Or like Twitch streamer, so it's like relatable.
No, that's what I was gonna say. Like I actually love how fucking relatable it is. Even the lingo that they use, even if you're fucking not a YouTuber, it's still just relatable.
Yeah.
Sometimes it gets a little cheesy, but I'm glad that they're just not like living in a world where none of this exists. Like they're fully just like, yep, this is the fucking world we live in right now. Let's make fun of it.
Yeah, and it's crazy to think that show kind of started it. Like she was like the first influencer.
Mm-hmm.
And now like here she is again. And it was so relatable when she couldn't find like topics to talk about, because she was like starting her channel up again.
Yeah,
she's like, I don't know what the fuck to talk about now. And then she had a breakup and she was all depressed. Yeah, about the I was like, wow, why am I relating so hard? And I was like laughing out loud to it, and it was just crazy. Like, they weren't cussing all the time, but she did say bitch. And I'm like, damn, that's crazy. And they were making like little adult jokes, just sprinkling it in. So yeah, it wasn't too much, but it was so like, whoa.
I fucking love it. And I saw that, or I didn't see, but someone told me that Jeri Trainor said something online that there's going to be like a sex thing at some point. Because I think someone asked him, like, are you guys going to talk about sex at all? And then he was like, oh, we're gonna. Something along the lines of that. I don't know exactly what it was, but I'm like, ooh.
That's crazy. Even when the other main girl, I forgot the friend's name.
Yeah, me too.
But she came on and she made a joke about furries. Remember that?
Oh, like, yeah, she was
in that costume, yeah. Miranda was, and then Freddie was getting all close, like helping her with the costume. And she's like, is this some weird furry shit going on? And I'm like, whoa. That was a sexual little joke there, I think. I'm just picking up on all these little things. I'm like, damn. No, really,
I love it.
Crossing some boundaries, but I'm so here for it.
Me too.
I saw this really funny meme, and it was like Hillary Duff looking from across the... I forgot what meme it was, but it was like someone looking through a fence, and it was like Hillary Duff looking at the iCarly reboot from afar, knowing that they're making adult jokes. I'm like, fuck, dude, that sucks. But I'm just so happy that it's not lame.
I know,
those little moments about like being an influencer and like caring about all of that shit, I'm like, I hate seeing that from afar. But
I thought it was so funny when she went off about people commenting on her things saying do better. She was like do better this, do better that, you can never get away from that. I was like, bitch, it's so funny.
Yes. And I was shook. I genuinely gasped when it was the guy.
Oh yeah, just shitting on her life.
Yes. I don't want to like give anything away.
I don't think
spoiler
it's
alert.
Oh, like, yeah, I guess it was giving something away. Fuck.
Spoiler. There's this one episode where this guy, his name is Carly Hater 87.
I think it was 57.
Oh, 57.
Right?
Sorry.
Right? I don't know.
Right, guys?
Yeah, no, someone else back me out.
It definitely was 57. Carly Hater 57. And he just kept commenting these really nasty things on all of her videos. And she was so pissed. She like wanted to meet up with him at this coffee shop. And she's there with Freddie and Spencer. They're like trying to find him. And she's in line to get a coffee, and then this really hot guy comes up to her and she's like flirting with him and all this shit. She's like, yeah, I do iCarly, do you not know who I am? And he's like, I fucking never go on the internet, like I have no idea. And she's like, oh shit, well here's my number, blah, gives him the number, and then she walks away, and then it just zooms in on him and he's like, do better. And I was like, it's him!
Not the fucking
and she doesn't
do
know.
Better.
I'm like, oh fuck, I was not expecting that.
No, me either. Me fucking either. I also lost it when Nora showed up. She was a bit much.
Oh yeah,
she
dude.
Was a lot. I was getting a little uncomfortable, but it's fine.
There were like a lot of like 60% of the time I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
But then 40% of the time she was making me laugh. Yeah. So I'm like, I don't know how I feel. Freddie was fucking hilarious. Freddie was killing me.
I will be completely honest, became a bit frustrated with how hot he was looking.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say, like,
what did you think I was going to say?
I thought you were like, I was a little bit frustrated with his character. I didn't like it.
Frustrated with how good looking he is.
Oh, yeah. He's so hot.
I'm fucking so upset about it.
He's so hot. And he's so fucking funny.
No,
he's
he
like
makes
way
this.
Funnier now. I don't know what it is about Freddie. I think that Freddie's funnier than Spencer. Because
I just fucking love him.
I love Spencer. He's really good at the physical comedy. Yeah. Like, he's hilarious. He, like, kind of overdoes it, but I get it. Mm-hmm. Like, it's really funny. But Freddie is so subtle that it just kills me.
So hot. My
God.
So fucking hot.
He's so hot. His, like, facial hair.
Oh, I was gonna say, it's the beard that's throwing me over the fucking edge. Like, literally out of control to the point of no return.
And he's a dad. He adopted that little girl.
Like, what the fuck?
And the little girl is playing, like, Megan's roll.
Oh, yeah.
That's so good. It's so good.
I'm just so mad he's married in real life.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. He's been married for a while, I think, unless he got divorced.
I mean, I'm happy for him that he's happy. I'm
not happy for myself about it. I would like to marry him, but it's fine.
Would you actually, like, try to make
that
happen?
I would 100% go on a date with him.
Oh,
I think he's so hot. Aw, me too. Bitch, he's mine.
Okay, sorry.
Nope, it's okay, it's okay.
Homewrecker.
It's fine. You can go on a date with him too.
Okay. I just want to be there. You know okay. what I mean?
I'll tell you where we're going and you can just sit at the table with Nora or some shit.
I'll just sit at the table behind y'all and just listen. Oh, Freddie's so hot.
Dreamy.
I'm sad that Jeanette's not on there, but I get it.
I know.
I'm just glad that she's... I hope that this isn't, like, triggering her. Or, like, you know, making her feel bad. Or
I feel like she's probably not even on her phone right now.
Yeah.
I would have thrown it into a lake weeks ago if I was her.
Yeah, but, I mean, I would have thrown it into a lake. Yeah. But, I mean, like, the way that I saw, like, a couple interviews and Jerry Traynor and Miranda Cosgrove were being so nice about it. They're like, yeah, we reached out to her and, like, wanted to make sure that she was okay with this happening. And she was okay with it still happening without her. And she was really nice and... I'm like, okay, cool. At least they just didn't even mention it to her whatsoever.
Yeah.
Like, they asked her to be a part of it. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. It's really good, though.
Yeah.
I'm really pleased. I was scared to watch it because I'm oh, I don't want this to flop. I really don't. And Miranda Cosgrove is pretty funny.
She's killing it.
She's making me laugh.
Fuck anyone that slanders this or thinks it's too cheesy. It is great. You need to give these people credit because obviously nothing will ever be as iconic as the originals, but they are doing the reboot well.
Yeah.
Like, I love it.
And they know that their audience... grew up too, so they're adjusting to it. It's not like a kid show.
Yeah.
I don't feel like it's for little kids.
No.
I like feel like I'm with her on this journey. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Did they say like where Sam is on the show? What do they say?
She's like in a biker gang.
Right. Oh, great question, Jenna. She is in a biker gang.
She is indeed in a biker gang.
Oh, okay.
Come on, you should have known.
They were, like, saying that she's, like, living her best life with her biker gang. So
at least they gave her a good life.
I was sad when they had, like, addressed that, though, because I was waiting for that. And Carly just looked, like, genuinely sad during that scene. I was like, fuck, man.
Well, because she was like, I don't know how to make a YouTube channel
without her.
Yeah, it was sad. And it was so relatable, too, because she was like, I have to figure out how to be my own person.
Mm-hmm.
And I get that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I was making videos all the time with other people, I, like, didn't know how to be on my own and, like, still, you know, be myself in front of the camera. It's hard. But it was cool seeing that journey.
It's so fucking relatable. It's like,
it's a really, lot. It's so, I was laying there and I'm like, wow, why is this my favorite show right now? Like, literally.
Why is the iCarly reboot my new current therapist instead of my other one?
Dude, exactly. I like finally felt heard a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, if Carly can do it, I can do it too.
Like, louder for the people in the back, and we are the people in the back.
Yes.
Thank you so much, guys. Fuck.
Exactly. I also just started Friends.
Oh.
Because everyone was talking about the reunion, and I'm like, I've seen, like, a few episodes, but I never thought it was funny. But my sister's like, no, you have to watch it from the beginning.
Yeah, it's good.
Is it?
What about the show that everyone in the comments was saying you needed to watch after Breaking Bad? There was this one show that people
Ozark?
Kept.
Ozark? Better Call Saul?
I think I saw that, and I was like... I got that confused with Bizard Vark? Jake Paul and Olivia.
Oh my god, you have to watch
Bizard Vark. Sarah, immediately after finishing Breaking Bad, Bizard Vark.
It's like the same concept. It's so good. One of the best TV shows.
It's a little raunchy, but...
Oh my god, Bizard Vark, bitch. I cannot believe that the writers in that room named that show that. What does that even mean?
I don't know. I don't want to know either. I don't want to know the plot. I don't want to fucking know anything about it.
You don't know the plot?
Nope, I don't care to.
What is the plot?
Jake Paul.
Yeah.
Probably.
Bizard Vark? Is there an aardvark in there somewhere?
We could only hope.
I would assume that there's like a bizarre aardvark somewhere in the mix.
Aardvark.
Like, why else would they name it that?
I don't know.
Can you look it up?
Yeah.
Is there
an aardvark in Bizard Vark?
What a weird word.
I know.
Aardvark.
Aardvark.
I'm starting to debate if that's a real word.
I know, it's starting to look really weird. I wrote aardvark. Aardvark.
Is there an aardvark? That would be even better than Bizardvark.
Aardvark? Fuck that show title.
Dog with a blog.
A mix of the words bizarre and aardvark. They're...
Period.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, yeah, it says... I don't know what this word is, but it must mean the word for when two words come together.
Okay.
But yeah, bizarre and aardvark. It says it's a blank for the words bizarre and aardvark.
That's so dumb.
A portmanteau?
What?
That's okay. Word. No, good try. P-O-R-T-M-A-N-T-E-A-U.
None of those letters went into my head.
Yeah,
I really completely, off
yeah, my brain just disconnected.
Sorry, what?
Yeah, I have no idea.
She was saying the letters, and in my head it looked like alphabet soup.
Yep. I was like, cool, SpaghettiOs.
So, SpaghettiOs. We need to go home.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for watching.
I'm going to go make some SpaghettiOs now, actually.
That sounds so fire.
That would fucking hit different.
That would hit different.
Gonna go to the store.
Thank y'all for watching. Sorry if this was
Thank you for watching. Sorry.
Yeah, I will be on my game next week. I promise. But I hope that you enjoyed anyway.
Yeah, I think we had a nice little journey of going from poor me, depressed as fuck, to making some giggles, I think. Question mark. I don't know.
It was a journey. Yeah. I feel a lot better.
I found the name of the show.
What show?
El Camino.
I've seen that one.
Oh. Well, someone wanted to, they said, I can't believe Sarah hasn't seen El Camino.
Oh, I have. So that's like the continuation of Breaking Bad, but it's like the movie after, about what happens after the finale.
Oh, interesting.
So I watched that with my dad right after.
Do we care about that?
I mean, I don't have to get into that. It was really good. Oh. Everyone should watch it if you've seen Breaking Bad.
Or just watch Bizarre Park.
I saw this one comment and they're like, Sarah, we love you, but please stop talking about Bryan Cranston. Like, it's just like, stop. Like, you're beating a dead horse here. I'm like, fuck, okay, sorry. I was about to show up with my new Bryan Cranston merch.
Oh, fuck whoever said that. I know. Wear it. Today would have been the perfect day to wear that, too. We needed that. We needed him.
I know. I really did. I should have.
Yeah, fuck that.
But also, I wanted to shout out this company really quick, Mountain Berry Wraps on Instagram. They make some fire crystal necklaces.
Yep, and like that one.
I just got this a few weeks ago. CJ makes them, and he's the best, and we just love CJ so much.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really fire, so go support them. He's about to be a dad.
Woo!
So we just want to support him, so shout out.
Happy Father's Day.
Mountain Berry Wraps on Instagram.
And let us know what you get. We would love to know.
Please, yeah, send us screenshots of you guys ordering his stuff. He would really appreciate that. And
if you do, we will reward you with, what should we do for people who make some orders? We will send you a sweet message.
Yeah, we'll send you a sweet message.
We'll follow some of you guys.
Well, yeah, well, maybe we can get together and send like a video to people who buy Mountain Berry Wrap necklaces.
Yeah.
Just trying to support CJ.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll do something sweet for the people that support him.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, guys. We love you.
See you next week.
See you next week. She
I hope to God the cameras are still rolling.
Ew. That's not even a clip in.
Why are you throwing it at me? Oh, God, I was not expecting that. What the fuck?
Ew.
Is that from stress? Do we need to just show that at the beginning?
Oh, my God, no. That's not my actual hair.
Hey, guys, this is why we weren't here last week. Our hair is falling out of our head.
Oh, my God, no. Can you imagine if that was my actual hair? No.
No, but, like, relatable.
Holy shit.